The tweet from a hacked Twitter account spread like wildfire today, with users tweeting and retweeting the false report that a bomb at the White House had harmed the president. The Associated Press later announced that its Twitter feed had been hacked. Here now to talk about the questions raised by the incident is On the Media's co-host, Bob Garfield. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Amy.
First, how quickly did this play out on Twitter, and how long was it before the false tweet was corrected?
It all happened so very fast. Within 10 minutes of the tweet, the stock market had plunged. But not long after that, the correction was issued. AP said, no, this is not real. We've been hacked. And all very quickly returned to normal. But it was a little scary for a little while.
I understand that journalists were immediately skeptical because tweet itself, the language of the tweet itself?
Yeah, well, some were skeptical because they were in the White House and it hadn't exploded, which is, you know, one of the good warning signs that the story is wrong. Others, just by the style, the format of the tweet was different from what AP typically sends out. The words breaking news, for example, were not in all caps the way AP normally does it. So there were a lot of telltale signs. And jumped on it. But again, there were consequences.
Right. So, a lot of real world consequences. No longer are we talking about hacks involving obscene language or racy photos. Security pundits have been calling on Twitter for years to beef up its security protocols. What are some steps the social media website could take?
Well, there were a couple. And I should say that the consequences were not that someone was harmed necessarily, but if someone were to have, let's just say, shorted the Standard & Poor's index on timed with this tweet, when it plunged, and they would have made a whole lot of money very quickly. So, which means that someone has got that figured out as a scheme. Right now, someone is trying to figure out how to cause a panic and to profit as a short seller. So that's one good argument for Twitter taking care of this issue as soon as possible. There's not a whole lot you can do. Historically, Twitter has seen as self-correcting. Yes, mistakes go out, bad information goes out, but the greater Twitterverse quickly finds the truth and repeats it. But clearly, in a case like this, and not before some people have lost a whole lot of money or perhaps gained a whole lot. And so we look for mechanisms to correct, not self-correct. And one is simply the idea of being able to send out a correction on a given tweet. that's a good misspeak, on a given tweet. And some have raised that possibility.
I'm also reading on CNN Money that some have said Twitter should sharply limit the login attempts allowed from a single IP address, let only one person access a Twitter account at a given time. These are the lessons for programmers at Twitter, but what's the lesson for us, Twitter users?
Well, the lesson for us hasn't changed since Gutenberg. Don't believe everything you read. The miracle here is not that these people were able to hack AP's Twitter feed, nor that the stock market immediately reacted thanks to some automatic trading algorithms, which are constantly scanning the news for bad news, but that CNN and Fox didn't break in to report the White House had exploded. They haven't had a very good track record of late at holding off before stories are confirmed. So at least they held their tongues.
Last week, of course, misinformation about the Boston Marathon bombing was everywhere. Twitter helping to spread those rumors. Totally innocent people were targeted online by vigilante mobs. False reports of arrests were aired early. Bob, what kind of where is social media going? If this is an age where we are transitioning from old line media and even old line media like television stations like CNN and the New York Post not getting aspects of the Boston Marathon story right, what is a possible vision for social media pundits in fact-checking?
Well, I can give you the dystopian vision or the utopian one. The utopian one is that more information is being distributed than ever before, and ultimately it is self-correcting, and Twitter gives us a pretty fast glimpse into events worldwide that we would have had to wait hours or days for earlier. The bad news is it is the echo chamber on turbo, and mistakes they used to say, a lie goes around the world before the truth can get on its pants. Imagine that at digital speed. Mm-hmm. And bad news gets spread very, very, very quickly, including bad news of things that have never even happened. You may recall a couple summers ago the Texas massacre in which 24 children were reported to have been found in a mass grave. When all around the world was on TV, led newspapers, and there wasn't a single shred of truth in it, all because of a single tweet that set off this panic. So be careful what you read, and for sure, be careful before you hit send.
On the Media, co-host Bob Garfield, thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.